These are small but significant steps taken by Amanullah, who lost both of his legs more than a year ago in Khyber, a volatile tribal district on the Afghan border. The 23-year-old Amanullah is one of the thousands of Pakistani soldiers coping with wounds sustained in Pakistan's ongoing fight against militant groups. Most are wounded by blasts from improvised explosive devices or IEDs.
I was part of FC, you know, the Frontier Corps convoy, when a roadside IED planted in a vehicle exploded. I lost both my legs and received multiple injuries all around my body.
Arif Hussain is another patient recovering from his injuries.
We were engaged in an operation against extremists in the Makhfand agency when one of their bullets hit me in the leg and I lost it.
After recovering from major surgeries at Rawalpindi's Armed Forces Institute for Rehabilitation Medicine, Amanullah and several colleagues are now hoping to take part in the next Paralympics. Their inspiration is South African Oscar Pistorius, who became the first double amputee Olympian in London last year, long before he faced charges of murder.
When I saw the boy from South Africa on television racing with a horse and competing in the games, I decided that, inshallah, next year, I will also do that and compete with that young man.
Head of the Army-run Rehabilitation Center, Major General Akhtar Wahid is proud of the progress made in treating patients with multiple amputations.
I had a few patients with three amputations and one patient with four limb amputations. So I think you have seen them in today's events and they are not less than anybody.
The experience of treating thousands of patients over the years has led to improved surgical practices, more useful artificial limbs, and better facilities to help patients again stand on their feet. With army operations continuing in Pakistan's turbulent tribal districts, there are plans to further expand the facility. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Rawalpindi.